life today.
An incredible meteor show happening right now, maybe outside your window. If it is, please, please call us. Oh, I wish it would come my way. So far, I haven't seen anything other than black skies and a half moon. It's the Perseid meteor that comes in August. And depending on where you are in the world, you might be seeing some pretty cool things showering down, almost looking like sort of streamers in the sky. If you had no idea about this, tiptoe to the window, push back the curtains, or pull up the blinds, and look, if you see anything, give us a call here at ATN, 800-259-5791. What a way to start this hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the captain of this ship. Coming up on this hour, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting things, including what's going on with the H1N1 virus, better known as swine flu. A lot of concerns over will there be a quarantine, vaccines, the availability, is it more hype than anything, what's in place, all kinds of things, as you can imagine, and more questions, of course, than answers. Speaking of more questions than answers, we could say the same thing for healthcare reform, at least what's being proposed. We all know by now we're talking about dissecting over 1,000-plus pages of information, and you really have to comb through it. I've been doing it. I know many of you have been doing it. We know that the senators and the congresspeople have their aides and their spouses and their school-age kids going through it. But regardless, here's the thing. You need to start to know some of what this supposed measure includes. Now, you have to remember this as well. This isn't the final measure. See, that's the thing. There isn't a one solid bill. There were just things that came out of a committee in the House. There was never any votes, as you know, or any of that. But enough information certainly leaked out, and there were enough broad strokes that were presented by the president himself and others who were talking about health care reform that many in America started to get the idea that the wool was being pulled over their eyes. And there wasn't, there was a lot of things that were being thrown out that, you know, frankly, we the people didn't like. And after all, you always have to remember this. You do have power. I say this all the time. I started this show because I know that there is power in the people, regardless of what side you're on, when I say side, of whatever issue. You have an opinion, you're entitled to the opinion, and you can shout that opinion to the rooftops, because thank God you live in the freest country in the world. That's what all the bloodshed was for from our founding fathers, who, after all, gave birth to this great country and the Constitution. So know your rights. You certainly have a right to show up at meetings and express your opinion. You certainly have a right to call this radio show or any other radio show, or write an opinion piece and send it to your local newspaper, or the best thing yet, put your thoughts down and send it to your congressperson. Send it to your senator. Whichever route you decide to go, they're all good things that you can do. And I'm glad that the people have reacted instead of laying in the weeds. You know, how many times do I read or turn on the tube or see something about Americans are dummies? Americans don't know this. Americans don't know that. We're not a well-informed country. You know, it's, and I say it myself, that so many people know more about American Idol than what's going on in the government. Well, I am proud to say that a lot of people are getting it. They're fed up of from being ignored more than anything, I think, and having their wishes and desires and dreams being stomped out. So you don't want legislation to go through that you don't understand or know about. So bravo to the people who are making an effort to find out, because it will affect, if there is health care reform, it will affect every single one of us, young, old, in between. Is there an in between? It'll affect all of us. You know, it's funny because I went to a doctor today, and I had to have, and I'm fine, it was just a checkup, but I had to have blood drawn and tests and whatever, and that was the conversation with some of the people that I ran into in the waiting room. And I keep saying this. Everywhere I go, this is what people are talking about. And I think it's great. I think it's great that people are concerned. I can only imagine, though, that certainly many, and it seems to be Democrats, are not thrilled with what they're seeing. That's why the name calling has gotten ugly, really, on both sides. But when you talk about the people of the United States being un-American, being paid, being Nazis, prostituting themselves, I can't believe the things that I'm hearing and seeing that are coming out of elected officials. I mean, shame on them for shooting back with that kind of nonsense. I don't think it calls for that. And the president himself is now saying that he supports people, and of course, as I mentioned in our last show, went against what Nancy Pelosi said, that it was un-American to be at these town hall meetings and be saying things out loud. Obama himself has said that, no, that's the way, you know, it's good that people are participating in the process. Behind closed doors, he can't be happy with it because the idea was to get this legislation and get it through quickly, and that's part of why the problem. When there was this push to let's hurry up and get it finished as fast as we can, people became more aware of what was going on. We're not only going to talk about health reform or health insurance reform, as now it's being dubbed, but we're going to talk about a couple of other things, including a fair or foul question, one that just boils my blood. The DA in Florida can seek the death penalty for the seven people indicted in the murders of that couple. The couple who had seemingly adopted the world. It was incredible how many kids they adopted. They certainly didn't have to do that. They had four of their own, and yet they had a big enough heart that they were able to do that. So not to go into all the details, we know, we've talked about a little bit, they went in there thinking they were going to get millions of dollars and rob these people. They were on a surveillance camera. They captured them all. They were dressed as ninjas. They were wearing black masks. They went into the house. They stole a safe that really had nothing in it. They were in and out in 4 minutes. And, of course, once they left on their way out, they murdered the couple. Now, I hope that every single one of them, now that they've been indicted by this grand jury, I hope that every single one of them gets the death penalty. And is this the way to go, do you think, for the DA? To me, absolutely, hands down, Byrd and Melanie Billings didn't deserve this ending. I mean, nobody deserves that kind of an ending. But I think that every single one of those guys that planned this, that was involved in it, in this murder for hire, I think all of them should go down the same path and have the same fate happen to them. What do you say? You can sound off on health care reform or health insurance and reform, or the couple and whether or not the DA should seek the death penalty across the board for all seven. 800-259-5791.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension.
Something, so they can't deal with something, they blow up, and the tantrum really is a way to hide their inadequacies.
Right. A lot of managers don't know how to deal with that kind of frustration. And so what you want to do with a tantrum thrower is you want to let them vent, never throw a tantrum back at a tantrum thrower. But also, on a lighter note, you can always throw a reverse timeout with a tantrum thrower by isolating him or her. And if you have to feign a coughing fit or say that you have an important call that you have to make with a client, make it about this.
How lucky can one guy be?
For that reason, it's not worth considering, it's not worth modifying, it's not worth amending. It needs to be dumped totally. I believe the polls show that most people are happy with their health care. There's a few problems. The illegals. They shouldn't even be here. I would ask Congress to do something to send them home so we don't have to deal with that. There are people who don't want to pay for coverage. Then let them pay for the service when they get the service. We shouldn't have to provide for that. There are some people who are both evidently, they would like to have care. They're unable. President Bush used to say, help those who can't help themselves. Let's focus on those minor problems. Let's focus on tort reform. Let's focus on helping people carry their coverage over to a new job. But leave us alone. That's all we would ask. Would you leave us alone? I would like to ask you today if you would commit to working on those problems rather than throwing everything into turmoil. That would be my request.
Well, I commit to working on those problems and not throwing everything into turmoil. That's a pretty generalized statement that I can agree with. Stay in touch. I'll be back next year. And if I'm reelected, I'll be back the year after that.
Wow. Judging by the reaction that Senator Arlen Specter and 1,000 people showed up at a meeting that he held in the morning in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and obviously not too happy his constituents with what they're getting out of Washington. And I thought one of the guys made a great point. The illegals you know, hey, we're paying for the illegals, and that's one of the things that's not talked about in this health insurance reform. So people are obviously upset. They're showing up, and they're not all plants, and they're not all Nazis, and they're not all un-American Nancy Pelosi. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. Let's go to Nancy, who's patiently waiting in Kentucky. Hey, Nance.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say you're a great American. I really appreciate what you're trying to do, and it's a great thing. The illegal aliens, you know what we need to do? Just stop supporting them. Maybe they'll go home, you know, but with the amount that of aliens that are here, why don't they just go back and overthrow their government?
Yeah.
You know, there's enough of them. But,
well, you know that, you know this, Nancy, that's what the problem is. The problem is, and you said it right there, the problem is stop supporting, and that's what's happened all along because there have been jobs, and so people have come over to get the jobs, and it just grew and it grew and it grew, and everybody turned a blind eye. They didn't follow the law. Where was ICE 25 years ago when there were laws on the books? Well, nobody was enforcing anything, and it just grew, and now it's mushroomed out of control, and that's why we even have to deal with something called immigration reform. But they don't tell you that with this health care reform that they're trying to push out of Washington. They don't tell you that, yes, you, Nancy, have to pay for people that are here illegally.
Yeah, I agree. It's just it's amazing to me. You know, the government who are allowing these people to stay here, they are not doing their jobs. You know, they're allowing illegal.
They're allowing, yeah, you're right. They're allowing this to go on. And thanks so much, for calling, Nancy, and expressing yourself and for the kind comments as well. 800-259-5791. Nancy's taking the illegal, immigrants issue here. And of course, as we know, that is part of the bill that hasn't been talked about. But we also know this, that immigration reform is on ice, is on hold, if you will, until next year. Obama said that coming out of Mexico, that there were too many other things to deal with in the United States, namely the economy and healthcare reform. But the illegal situation has to deal partially with healthcare reform. Let's go to Rebecca, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Rebecca? Go ahead.
It's really my dad who made me call. He's Tomas, you know him?
Yes, I do.
That's my dad. And he said that you mentioned something about the meteorites. Me and my cousin were out, and my little brother at a nearby lookout, and we saw like at least 7 of them go overhead. It was really nice.
You're kidding. So you say it was really nice. What did it describe it for us? Did it like look like it was a shooting stars?
Some of them actually did. Some of them some of them had like tails behind them that would linger, and other ones would just be like small dashes that you would only see for like a second and disappear.
Very cool. And where were you again?
In Grand Rapids, it's the highest point.
Right.
And they kind of chopped that off and made a little park there.
Uh-huh.
And we went there and we looked up at the sky and it was really nice.
Excellent. Do we have some applause for Lady Rebecca and her pals that were out and they looked up in the sky and they saw the meteors? That's so cool. I am so happy that the naked eye was able to see that and you saw it. And I'm glad that your proud papa made you call this show. Rebecca, you have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, that was excellent. She said it was very cool, just shooting across. Oh, why can't I see that? See, now that's in Michigan. I'm in Dallas. I'm seeing nothing. Are you seeing the meteors? Are you seeing Perseid across the skies right now. 800-259-5791. You can certainly throw that in if you have. Let's go to Chris, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
How's it going? I haven't been out yet, but I'm going to go out there in just a few minutes and take
good.
A look around. But no, as far as immigration goes, you know, the very first thing we need to do is close the border. You know, I mean, let's start there, and then we can work backwards. You know, I don't get it. But the main thing I called about was Stu talked about the government wanting access to the bank accounts. I mean,
that's right.
Is that political suicide or what? I can't imagine why the banking industry hasn't had something to say about this, because, you know, as soon as people figure out that they're getting that somebody's into their bank account, they're going to have the biggest bank run they've ever seen, I mean, since the Depression, even before that. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, we'll stop the banking industry in 30 minutes. I mean, what are these people thinking?
I don't know. I agree with you. If you know that there's going to be access, there's going to be a link. It's like when you know, in a different way, it's like when you give too many people your bank account and you have automatic withdrawals, and all of a sudden you look down and you don't know where everything's gone because you forgot that you set up this payment and that payment. But you set it up, at least. It was you linking it. Now, if you're being forced to link it to the government, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's outrageous, and that should be stricken from whatever kind of reform, quotes, reform there is. And I agree with you. Then there would be a run on the banks, and it would be disastrous. You want to talk about crippling. Wasn't that idea, Chris, of why we had to bail out so many of the financial companies so that we wouldn't be crippled?
Well, you know, I mean, unless the banking industry knows something that we don't, I can't imagine them not. I mean, surely those people are smart enough to figure this out. And I can't imagine why somebody hasn't said something before. I mean, I've listened to a lot of talk radio through the day and through the night, but I have yet to hear anybody put this together. And I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, it's right there. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But I think that what they're contending with, Chris, and the whole idea is you sell the message, not the finer points, so that and that's why people are showing up at the town hall meetings, because you're selling. But listen, look, Chris and Kate and Stu and Rebecca and Tomas, why are you complaining? I mean, forget about Democrat, Republican, Independent, New Party, whatever. We should all have health care, and we're not going to jack with you. We're not going to hijack you. We're not going to change anything. But it's not really true, because things will change, and that's just part of it. It's buried inside of it, and it's worded so that people don't, it doesn't really make sense, and it doesn't ever rise to the top, because they're not letting you know truly what the finer points are, and that's what the deal is. Thank you for the call. You're absolutely right. If it were a direct link situation, it would be disastrous. Now, what I'm assuming is that something in there, and that's on page 28, I'm assuming something in there is written incorrectly, or they just haven't thought it out, because I can't imagine that the access in, if it's like the records, I mean, that would just be ridiculous. Hang with us. More to come on ATN.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
All right, so it's not just the people who are showing up at the town hall meetings. The blogosphere is exploding with comments about so-called healthcare reform. Hey, everybody, hope you're out there looking for those meteors right now. Just run out, open the door, look up in the sky, maybe you'll be surprised like young Rebecca in Michigan was. I just went out disappointed, dark sky, I mean black. It looks like ink across the sky. I've never seen it this dark in Dallas with a little bit of light coming from the moon. It's a half moon. Have not seen any meteor activity whatsoever. Maybe you're a little bit luckier, wherever you are listening to the show. And if you do see something, man, call me. I want to hear about it. I think it's cool. 800-259-5791. Supposedly, like Rebecca said, it kind of looks like it flares a little bit. And I did see pictures from Greece, and that's exactly her description fits what the people in Greece say that they saw when they looked up into the sky. All right, here's some of what we're hearing from bloggers all over the place, from, you know, the New York Times, where you can leave comments, or just blogs themselves that have been set up. Here's what one guy said of the people who are going to the town hall meetings. Filthy, ignorant, boot-licking, lumpen proletarians who carry water for the insurance companies and other money interests who laugh at these fools all the way to the bank. I wonder how many idiots at the town hall are receiving Social Security or Medicare. Is that a threat to the republic as well? Only insofar as that it raises the stupidity quotient of the nation. Woo! Hot words. It's sad that these people will never understand that they are being lied to, but not by those proposing reform. If you believe in reform, you need to email your senators and congressmen. It's time to stand up and be counted, of course, from the other side. How about this? I saw that one of the protesters at the Spectre rally was having to read off her card to remember what she was told to say. The right wingers are playing a very cynical and dangerous game here with people's emotions. If they play it wrong, it could easily backfire. How is entirely white relevant to a story about locals showing up to a town hall meeting? Because that's what some of the people are writing about. Is that not representative of the local community? Is the reporter suggesting that only white people have concerns with the administration's health care proposals? If that was the inference, why wasn't that aspect of the story treated more directly rather than in one line? And this is from the New York Times. I think it would be interesting to know whether or not opinions on the health care proposal cut along racial or class lines, but I'm very worried of the attempts to foist race upon the debate or to artificially polarize positions. The New York Times should either be more careful in their coverage or more clear in their opinions. And here's another one, and this will be the last one that I do, because there's thousands, 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 thousands. I have no health care insurance for the past 5 years, and I am not enraged. Sooner or later, I think our country will come to its senses. My former life as a congressional staffer and an ambassador's spouse did not leave me immune to this condition. Also, this country is becoming irrational from the right. Health care is a must, and if Obama doesn't know how to navigate, then step down. He has a huge electoral college margin and significant votes, so have Kennedy and Byrd stepped down and been replaced by their Democratic governors for the good of the country. Then Dems get busy. And I like this line. Then Dems get busy or close your party. We just have to divide the U.S. in half if this continues. Civil, please, folks. We just came from a very deceitful administration that put Iraq in the financial well-being and the U.S. in the red. Think. All right, so that's just some, like I said, of what's being said. A couple of things. One, as to the person writing that the woman was looking down in her card, she was obviously nervous. She said she was a housewife, a mom, and I don't think she was prompted. You know, if there are people that are being prompted to go, I still say bravo to them for showing up, because they're not being bribed. I mean, they're not being paid thousands of dollars to go and show up at these meetings. And there are people that get out of control at the meetings, and I think it's just their passion that's running over. It's like when you hear Stu call us. Stu makes some great comments. He's an excellent caller. He's called us for a very long time on America Tonight. He's passionate about America. He has a family. He's raising them, doing a great job from everything that we've been able to piece together. He cares about his family. He does things with his family. It's great to hear some of his stories. And the bottom line is, Stu wants to see that his kids, that himself, that his family, that they have good health care coverage. He's concerned about the United States stepping in, the government stepping in and taking over the thing, because let's face it, we have seen missteps in the past from the government. So that's what you have to ask yourself. Is it really, should, if the government does take over, would you feel more comfortable? Let's be honest. Would you feel more comfortable? Right now, I said I went to the doctors today. I had to give them, I have Aetna. I had to give them my insurance card. They copy it. And I had to, because this is a new doctor, and nothing's wrong with me, by the way. And I had to fill out the form and write down all the numbers and everything. No problem. Zip, zip, boom, boom, boom. Had no problem. I've had no problems with my insurance company. I've had no disputes with something that shouldn't have been on there or any of that sort of stuff. I know it happens. I know that there are horrible things that happen to people. I know there is room for some sort of reform, absolutely, but not the kind of reform that seems to be being shoved down our throats. And I don't see why it's un-American, or you have to be called an idiot or a moron or all these other names because you're questioning what is coming out of Washington. Since when is that un-American to question that? Why should you just goose step and take everything at face value? I think it's very American to question because of the questioning. I mean, I hate to go back to this, but I will. Because of all the questions and the unsatisfactory answers and the treatment by our founding fathers, that's how the country separated from England, and ultimately blood was shed, and ultimately the United States was born. The day people stop questioning government is the day that I'm afraid to live here, because that's the whole idea. Somebody has to keep them, everything in line. That's why there's the checks and balances. But there has to be the checks from the American people. There have to be people that are passionate about what's happening here to protect our liberties. Not to go, I'm not extremist. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. It is your right. It's my mother's right in Philadelphia, my brother's right in Orlando. It's my right in Dallas. It's your right wherever you're listening, in Kentucky, in Illinois, in Minnesota. You should exercise that right. If you feel passionate about something, it's your family. It's you. That's ultimately how we become a stronger nation and how we continue to be the best place in the world to live. Why so many people want to sneak in across the border and live here. Why so many other people get in line to become citizens. Ever, you want to see something great? Go and watch a swearing-in ceremony when people have studied the 100 questions. Who was the first president? I've seen it. I'll do it one night on the air. Who was the first president? Different questions about the Constitution, different things. And those people of all different faces in the crowd being sworn in to become an American citizen, a citizen rather. This is what it's all about, baby. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, I wasn't even sure how the hell to start this phone call or where to go, because I wrote some stuff down. I've been listening all night. I'll try to keep it less than extraneous. But you know what? You mentioned something about staffers. Next time you're watching a committee meeting with the senators, look at the people behind them. You said these people, they come out of the law schools and they come out of college. These are the people writing the bills. The congressmen, the president, they don't even know what's in it. The American, if they do post what's written, if they're not asked to vote on a bill that hasn't been written yet, can you imagine the idiocy of that? The American people are standing up. I am sick and tired of people calling people Nazis, and they, this is your right. Look, those politicians work for us, America. They are our employees. We can fire them at the next election, okay? People are worried about their health care because the whole administration is moving to the left. Just to see the crap that's going on. But, and that gun owner spoke, I probably could have said it a little bit better, but he's absolutely right. You have to stand up, and what you said was right. You have to stand up for your rights as an American. Never be afraid of the government. When you are afraid of the government, you can forget it. We have tyranny. But that's what they're trying to set up. When I'm going to the extremes here, you know, call your congressman. Let them know how you feel. I'm not here to defend the insurance companies. Nobody wants to pay their premiums and they get denied coverage. But the actual problems that are out there can be dealt with. DeRoy Murdoch wrote a column years ago about this dopey prescription drug program. Yeah, the seniors love it, and Bush put it in place for $400 billion. Now it's much more than that. But he said they could cover those people with $1.2 billion worth of coverage for the drugs. You have to target the needs that have to be done. They're just spending money hand over fist. They don't even know where it's going. That's what the people want to know, because it's going to come down to not black and white, which you were talking about before. It's who's paying and who's not paying. When I get my check, and God bless, you know, my employer, I have overtime. Tons of money goes to the Fed. I would like to know where my money's being spent. And they're just printing it up. We could go on and on about that. But people, you have a right to stand up. And they are afraid because people, because of talk radio, because of other forms of information and computers, people are saying, hey, you know what? You're not working for us. You're working for the special interests, whatever they may be. So it's time to vote these people out of office when it comes 2010. Let them shake in their boots. That's what makes us great. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, I agree. If you don't like what you're seeing, then you have a chance to vote out the people who you don't like that are representing you. That's part of the democracy in action. Remember, you don't live in Iran, you don't live in Cuba, you don't live in Venezuela, you don't live in Colombia. You don't live in China. You have a say, or Russia. You have a say in your government. 800-259-5791.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Across the land for the Perseid meteors. If you look up into the sky, you might see them streaking across. How cool would that be? I'm so disappointed. I feel like my puppy when he doesn't get yet another treat for the day. He just has that hangdog look. I keep looking out. I keep going out on the porch and I see nothing, just darkness. So if you're seeing anything, please call us, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Of course, front and center always on our minds is this whole health care reform thing and the reaction to it. I think whichever way you feel, you should react. If you truly believe, honestly, that good stuff is coming out of Washington and that it doesn't make any sense not to have some kind of reform, then you should voice your opinion either way. If you agree with some of what's being said, don't agree with any of it, the whole idea is people are participating. I think that's a good thing. Only good comes from people being active, right? Rocket is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Rocket.
How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I haven't talked to you for a long time.
It has been a long time. What, six months?
Yeah, something like that. I just wanted to say that I commend those who I commend as a grassroots anti-two-party independent left winger, I commend my right wing friends for going out and raising hell. I think it's great.
Bravo, because you're right. That's what I say. Whatever your opinion.
That's right. Yeah, and the thing is, like Thomas Jefferson told John Adams when John Adams had this push forth the Sedition Act, they're arresting people for criticizing the president, and Jefferson rebuked Adams and he said, not only do they have the right to, but they are obligated to criticize you. So what we're seeing is true Americanism, a true obligation. People are fulfilling their obligation as Americans by going in there and speaking out and exercising the First Amendment. And I just want people to know, because a lot of your listeners are conservative, I just want you to know from a left winger that's against Obama and against the Republicans that I encourage you to do this, and I'm doing it myself. I stand with you 100%.
All right, excellent, Rocket. All right, have some applause for the Rocket Man. Thanks for the call.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
How sweet is that? Let's get some applause going from that audience. Whee! Woo! He gets it, see? He's telling you. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a Republican, but I agree with the right to express yourself, the First Amendment, baby. And that's what I keep saying on this show. Whether I agree with everything, don't agree, whatever, bits and pieces here and there, the bottom line is that's what it's about. That's how the government works. And the more people that express themselves, the more that there will be change. That's why I think, as you see what's happening with Democrats and Republicans, and people are disenfranchised by many on both sides, I'm telling you, there is a push and a movement afoot for that third party. The frustrations are running pretty high. Absolutely. Can you imagine if this was a presidential year? If we were now, of course, this wouldn't have been touched, and it wasn't touched, but heading into, that's why you back off anything controversial, heading into electing yet another president, You know, speaking of what's true and what's not true and what's being said out there, I'm going to give you an example because we talked about this on the show. And I talked to someone today. I wanted somebody to come on the show from AARP. I still might be able to get somebody, but they wouldn't do it tonight. But the AARP, so many, of course, people that hit that retirement age, that hit that golden age of get the coupons, get the discounts. And there are many advantages of being part of that group, right? Especially if you travel and you get all kinds of discounts and all that other sort of stuff. But anyway, bottom line is AARP represents a lot of seniors. And a lot of those seniors are saying they don't want to pay for it anymore. They're ripping up their cards. They're disgusted by the group backing this healthcare reform. But what's happened is it was exaggerated. Even in the town hall meeting in New Hampshire, President Obama said, we have the AARP on board, and that's what he said, because they know this is a good deal for our seniors. And then he said, AARP would not be endorsing a bill if it was undermining Medicare. But check this out. Tom Nelson, AARP's chief operating officer, said, indications, this is his quote, indications, because they released a press statement, indications that we have endorsed any of the major healthcare reform bills currently under consideration in Congress are inaccurate. Inaccurate. They did not come forward and say that. So AARP wants action this year to cover the uninsured and restrain healthcare costs, but they're not endorsing anything. Well, they haven't endorsed anything, and so they wanted to make that clear because, of course, now there's been this outrage, and so many people are showing up at these town hall meetings. So once again, it's like putting the cart before the horse, you see, and just assuming. And you know what they say about assumptions? I heard they were pretty hot about that, and of course they are because people are just dropping like flies. Once you start to mess with the money in any organization, you know, then you're going to get some blowback. And there was some definite blowback. I mean, I don't know if you'll really see them step forward and endorse anything, even if they were pushing for the uninsured to be insured and all that other sort of stuff as well. They're not happy and saying, flat out, it is completely inaccurate. I wonder if this is accurate or not. I saw this today, and maybe normally this would be something I'd be talking about, but there's just so much overwhelming desire to talk about health care and to find out more what's being proposed and the committees and who's doing what and all that other sort of stuff. But there were big headlines about the economy and the fact that it looks like we're not yet recovering, because they stopped short of saying that, but very close to recovery. I mean, experts are saying now, at least those polled by the Wall Street Journal, I read the Wall Street Journal and I saw that they're saying that the recession is over, and that Mr. Ben Bernanke is a guy who should stay as the Federal Reserve chairman. They did a little survey in the WSJ, and pretty much the agreement was, yes, it's coming to an end, and I'm thinking, over. Are they looking at the same underemployed numbers that I'm looking at? I don't know. Do you think the recession is over? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not looking at it the right way. And, of course, we're talking about statistics and hard numbers is where any economist would get that from. I mean, if you look at the start of the recession, if you could put it to December of 2007 or even part of 2006, but I don't know that I would include 2006. Some people are doing it. If you want to talk about what's behind us, productivity would be one thing. But I think one thing that lacks when you talk about economic numbers is the consumer numbers. Consumer spending, I mean, that'll come out, but really the critical thing is the consumer spending and some of the durable goods that you don't always hear about. And so to me, I don't know that I think that the current, I hope, I mean, hey, I'm always hoping, I'm always rooting for the good stuff. I'm rooting for the bounce back, and I'm hoping that everybody that's listening to America Tonight, if you can't find a job, that you're close to getting one. That's a tough thing to go through. I said this in my own life, two super good friends, good people with good, hard-working Americans that I know are out of work. One's been out of work for 7 months, the other one almost a year. And it's not for applying. It's not even for any of us trying to help. It's not for recommendations, just nothing. And one's in California and the other one is in Seattle. So it's rough out there. And so are these numbers taken into account, the individual stories, and also, like I said, the underemployed? There's people, teachers, lots of teachers that have two jobs because they can't make it on the salary that they have. The salary that, in some cases, in some companies, people had to take a cutback because the company couldn't survive, so they had really no choice. But, hey, many economists are saying they believe the current recession is on the verge of ending. Well, the key is if the economy starts to blossom in the second half of this year, and then companies switch from the whole layoff thing and pushing back workers' hours to boosting employment, and as more people spend, like I said, and buy the products, then you know that signals that the crisis is a little bit over anyway. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Shortcuts make broken bones. It was Bridget of Kildare who said that.
Just speak your mind, Jack, but Jesus.